sin, that's like the chalipun of the one the Yisrael has, therefore the Yisrael is potter min amatonis. And Rabbi Meir Mechayiv chalipun biyat koin. And Rabbi Meir holds no, still Rabbi Mechayiv. Rabbi Mechayiv. So what's mashmakili that chalipun biyat koin in? When does Rabbi Yossi say that you put them in a matonis only when there's two b'choros involved, two behemoths involved, and there is one by the kohen? Like we said before, even the one by Yisrael will look as if his kohen was zeichin already, and he sold it back to the Yisrael, the schar of the other one that the kohen has. But ain't chalipin b'yad kohen loy, but if there's no second one involved by the kohen, then we do not say you put them in a matonis. So what's the halach in the pesach according to Rabbi Yossi? It's exeretic halacha. It says clearly here, mishum chalipin b'yad kohen. So I said, no, the Havamin is like this. Now the time I would have thought to say that Rabbi Yossi lidvorot Rabbi Meir kom alei. Rabbi Yossi speaking about this for Rabbi Meir and saying like this. Lididi, according to me alone, Rabbi Yossi could be afilu ein chalipin biyad koin. Even when the koin does not have another one in his hand, the mechayv is the matonis still. Maybe Rabbi Yossi's story is that the reason why we're not mechayv him to give matonis, because if we would, they were afraid of Xerom, maybe the Yisrael will come to work with it and take off the wool. Therefore, we tell him he's part of Minamatonis. Maybe that's Rabbi Yossi's Svara. Just Rabbi Yossi is saying back now to the Doch. But according to you, Rabbi Meir, that you do not make such a Xerom, but I call upon him idly, please admit to me, you, that Heicho the Chalip and Biakain. In the case where there are two behemoths involved with the Sultan Bechor, so the Kohen has one and the Yisrael has one, in such a case the Yosu Shein is Zerta Gezeicha, which he considers as if the one that's beyond Yisrael now was already given over to the Kohen, and the Kohen gave it back, sold it back to the Yisrael, the Skar, the one he's keeping. So that's what Yosu is telling the back for Rabbi Meir, that you should agree to me in the case where there are two involved, that you put it from the Matonis. And that is the Yom Rabbi Meir says back, no, I don't know from that Svar, I don't know from Yosu Kohen is Zerta Gezeicha Domi, that no, the one the Yisrael is holding right now never came to the Kohen. So therefore the Yisrael has a right to say, therefore the Kohen has a right to come to Mishnei Tzad and say, Mamanashach, you have to give me the matonis of that behemoth. But maybe according to Rabbi Yossi, it's Xerud Nikalocho, so that's what we need the blood to tell us now, that Rabbi Yossi agrees that in the case where there's only one behemoth involved in the Sotik Bechor, that even Rabbi Yossi would agree, you thought you're chayiv in the matonis. Now the Yom Rapport of Wapa says, Hakel Moedin, everybody agrees, Mesophic Maisa. We have a case of Maisa behemoth where you counted your 10 behemoths, and you counted the 10th one. And that 10th one now jumped back into the corral, got mixed up with other behemoths. So any one of those behemoths is now as a Sophic, if it's the Maisa one or not. The luck of such a case is, Shepot them in a Matonis, that the Yisrael, the Kerit, if the Mumai does not have to give the Matonis to the Kohen. So Moore says, Hakel Moedin, everybody agrees, man, who is it? Rabbi Meir, it's according to Rabbi Meir, even though Rabbi Meir says now Mishnah Chayv in the Matonis, here you be potter. The more pshit, of course. Av kam loikum mechayv Rabbi Meir yosem el besafik bechor. Only by besafik bechor there does Rabbi Meir say that you have to give the Matonis. Why? Hoy lo bo lo kayim mishnei tzadim, like we said before, because the kayim comes with a tain mamonashach. Either it's a bechor, you have to give it to me, or else it's chulun, you have to give it the Matonis. Av, but in the case of besafik meisir loy, of a Sophic Meisah, you don't have to give it to the Kohen. The locker of Meisah is becomes a Balmum, the Yibayin of the Yisrael keeps it. So does Noma Manashach. So therefore, since it's a Sophic, there may be half Kedushas Meisah on it. So therefore, the Yisrael is potter from the Matanis. What do you have to tell it to me for? So Mar says, yes. Now the time I would have thought to say that a time with Rabbi Meir, you know Rabbi Meir says, now Mishnah, why Yichayim in the Matanis? It's not because of Shnei Tzadim, but maybe there's a Svar of Lord Tishtakach. Torah's matonis, that the Rabbanim always wants to give the matonis, that you should never forget about these halachas. So I would have thought to say that afilu sofik ma'aser nami, even we have a sofik ma'aser behema, also, because the svar shlotish pakas, you should not forget about mitzvah's ma'aser behema, so we say you have to give ma'aser behema. So kamashma tachidish, no, we don't have this svar. So that's the tachidish to say that sofik ma'aser is proto min abchor. Mar says, Omi Matis Armatak is a pastor to say that was the svara of Rabbi Meir because of Shlotish Pakach. But Tony Sefer says clearly in the Sefer, Shere Rabbi Yisiyoy Mekoshech Lifim Biyad Koyin Potem in a Matonis. for Rabbi Meir Mechayiv, Rabbi Meir is Mechayiv. It says clearly over there that the whole machlokes is whether chalipim be atein or not be atein. Mash has nothing to do with certain shakach teres or matonis. So Mar says yes. Now the time I would have thought to say, Rabbi Meir really maybe holds afilu suffik ma'ase mechayiv. Even by suffik ma'ase beim also, any suffik we have maybe you always have to give the matonis. Because that's not shlat shkach. You should not come to forget about the lachas of giving the matonis to the goyim. V'ha de mitzvagi the chalipin. How come they argue in the case of chalipin where there are two animals involved in the bechor that one goes to the kohen, one goes to the Israel? I tell you, l'adicha koyechot Rabbi Yosi, over there the chiddush in Rabbi Yosi, the potter. That's why it says the machlokes yisiv we have two involved. But maybe afilu heichad the kohen, but maybe the chiddush in Rabbi Yosi is the potter. Afilu heichad the kohen v'lo mishnei tzadim. That's the chiddush, even though the kohen has a right to say mamonoshoch, you should have to give the matonis. Still, Rabbi Yosi's svar is no. Also, shayna zochak zochadami that you put it for the matonis. But maybe according to Rabbi Meir, the reason why yechayiv is because every suffix there's a new svar so to shtakar teres matonis, and then the svar would be even by a suffix meiser also you should have to give the matonis. That's the chiddush here. Now that Moedi Rabbi Meir agrees that by suffix meiser, since there's no shnei tzadim, that here we say a moisim lechaveru all of araya, and the Israel is potter from giving the matonis. And we do not say Rav Meir's svara is that shlotish takach, no, that we're not afraid about. Since all of you have to give the matonis, the zroya lechaim came to the kohen. It's only here by sotik maisa that you potter, because the svara is a moisim lechaveru all of araya, because maybe really it's a maisa, so therefore here we don't say you'll forget about the mitzvahs of maisa beima, therefore you potter from the matonis. The other Mishnah says, "Meisechad mehem." What's going to be if one of these animals died? Again, where two Aracha gave birth to two Sechor at the same time. So we hold the Yesh Letzamtim. Only one is Kaddish. So one goes to the Kohen, one goes to the Yisrael. What's going to be if one of them dies? So Rav Tafan and Yechlok says you have to divide up the two. So the question is, Amay Yechlok, why do we divide up the one that's alive now between both of them? Next, let's see. Yisham and Mayis to Kohenu. Rav Tafan was the one before that said that the Kohen has a right to pick the bigger one, the fatter one. And the swear was because the fatter one comes out first, he was the Bechor. If so, why Dika the Balabayas? If the fatter one died, so the one who's alive belongs to the Balabas. V'kochesh Mayas, and if the weaker one died, so we know then that the Balabayas Mayas, the Balabas is the one died. Why Dika the Kohen, or the one that's alive, that should go to the Kohen. So I could have taught and say, Achloika, why is it Achloika? We should know clearly, let's look which one died. The Morasat and Achnami. Omer Rabbi Ami Chazal by Rabbi Tafan. The Tafan Taka retracted from his Svara, and we did not say for sure that the fatter one came out first, but about the Taka to Safik. And therefore, in a Safik, we always say Achleiku. It's always divided up equally. That's the Chazal of Rabbi Tafan. But the Kiva Menoan says, Hamoitzi Mechavel of Araya. He says no, that Hamoitzi, just like it says in the ratio, that the Kain only gets the Kochish, the weaker one. Because the Yisrael has a right to say, bring me a proof to get the better one. So also, when one dies, the Yisrael's the muchzik, he has a right to hold on to it, and he says back to the Kohen, you bring me a proof that you that mine died. So Mara says, Amr Rabbi Chiya, the marshal of Tafan, the example of Rabbi Tafan's case that he says no, Yisayach Leiku is that Lamar Dava Daimer, how is this like? Lishnaim Shavki Duay to Roya, that two people gave their animals to a Roya, to a shepherd to watch. And one of them dies by the shepherd in the case where he's potter, he was a shemachinam, and it dies beyond it that he's potter. Shemaniach Raya B'nayim, the Raya just has to put down now the mason Nechai in front of him. Well, Mistalik, and he goes away, since there's no muchzik here. So, Pshit, we say Achleiku. That's your Tafan story also, that we say Achleiku. Moshe to Rekiva, what's the right to Rekiva? What's the example of Rekiva? Lamad of Rekiva is a light, Lamad of Adayna. Le'yechot Shivkir Eitzam Alavayim. Where Reuven goes to his friend Shimon and tells Shimon, please watch one of my oxes. And then Shimon has an ox also, and one of the two dies. Shamoitz Mechavir, all of Araya. That Shimon has a right to say back to Reuven, listen, I'll tell you, yours died, and mine is still alive. I'm a muchzik right now. Ah, you say the opposite way, so you have to bring a proof. That's why it's called Shamoitz Mechavir, all of Araya. So Gemara says, true, Elabamak, please, what's the machlekes now between the Mekiva and Reb Tafin? That Rabbi Kiva Polig Vishnaim Shavkid Reitzaroya Shemniach Roya Mastalek. You know, the question is, would Rabbi Kiva argue in such a case? No. And Rav Tafu, when he argued, Polak Biecha Shifchei Etz HaBalabayis, Avada Nolan has both agreed that if the Balabos is a Muchzik, that his hand is Al Yeino, he has the right to say to the Kohen, you bring your proof that the mace, that the Chai is yours, like this Yisrael keeps it. And in case where he's not a Muchzik, where it's Biyad Shlish by third person, you say Achleiku. So again, what's the Machleikis then? So Mar says, I'm a Rav Ramos like this, Vitemi Rav Papa. Hakur Mudden, everybody agrees, Taka. That Bishnaim Shafki the way Tsuroy, you give it to a third person, the shepherd, to watch it. That Shemaniach Rabbi Nehemiah Stalin, Kabbalah, you have to say, Yachleiku. Well, the Yachlet Shifkri Etz Amalabayas, where Reuven goes to his friend Shimon, and Shimon is the Muchzik now, he's holding on to them. Shehamoitz Mechver, all of a ride, the Loch Riz, Hamoitz Mechver, all of a ride, everybody agrees to. Le Nechluku, where is the Machlekes of Tafin of Kiva? Ela Bechotzer Balabayas. The case where the animals right now are attacking in the Chotz of Amalabayas. That Reuven gave his sheep over to Balabas to watch for him. But Veroye Koyen, the Roye, the shepherd himself, is a Koyen over here. That's the Machlekes. So the Machlekes is like this. Rabbi Tafin Sover Aknuya Komakna Le Bechatzer Roye, that the Israel, the owner of the Chotzer, even though it's in his Chotzer, his Makni gives over a portion of it to the Roye, to the Koyen, because he knows he's a Koyen. And when he has a Bechor born, he knows the Koyen gets it. So he's Makni him right now. So it's like it's Rishus HaKoyen, Rishus both of them. And the Chidi, why? The Nichalai de Lesavet Mitzvah B'Momayin, it's happened that a Mitzvah should be done with his Nechosim. The Evelay is so, Kishnayim Shafki, the way it's a Roya. It's now considered like Nidra, the Mamach Zokin. It's like this Rishus belongs to both of them, Rishutfis. So it's like he gave it to a third person to hold on to it. And the Lacha there is, Sheminiach Roya B'Nei Mamastalek, that you just put it down, it has to be a Dinyach Leikus, it's Nidra, the Mamach Zokin. Here the Pshat is both of the Mamach Zokin. So therefore we say Achleiku. And Rabbi Kiva Sava, no. Kiva and Yisleif Seder, since the Yisrael would lose out over here in this case if he's makna the Bechor to the Kohen. Loi makna lei midom. He's not makna to him with his own das. And therefore, if ever like Yechach Shafidu, it's a balabais. It's like, alright, turn over. We'll continue on the other side. We'll do the next part also on the other side. So it's again, so it's like, it's like one person gave over his shor to the balabos, and the balabos is the muchzik. That here the Yisrael, the balam, he's the muchzik in his chotzer. And in this case, where if he would be makni his chotzer to the kohen, he'll lose out. That's the story, doesn't want to be makni it. So therefore, that's the machlokes over here. In such a case, even though usually the balabos is makni a portion of his chotzer, that the kohen, the roya, should be zeichon the bechor, that's only on the vade bechor. With the suffered before, maybe he would lose out. That's the machlokes. Is he still makhnim it or not? That Rav Tafin says yes, and if he holds no, he's not makhnim. Therefore, we say a mitzvah very over raya. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be shtei rechelov shlei bichru? You have two rachos that did not give birth yet. The yoldish shnei zechorim, and now both of them give birth the first time. Each one to a zochor. So pshita shnei lekayin, both of them abchurim, both have to go to the kayin. What's going to be if they give birth Zohar and Nekeva, one to Zohar, one to Nekeva, Sabshita, Zohar Lekoyin, and the Nekeva stays by Israel. What's going to be Shnei Zohar and Nekeva, these two Rechelim, these two lambs that gave birth, out of the two of them, three behemoths came out, two Zohar and Nekeva. So Echad Loi, one you keep, Echad Lekoyin, like for sure, one of them is a Zohar, is a Bechor. Of course, one gave birth to two, and the other one gave birth to one. The one that gave birth to one, the one is Shach. Even such, he gave birth to a Nekeva, so the other one had two Zechorim, the first one is a Bechor. So for sure, there's one Vade Bechorim, and the second one is a Sofik Bechor, because maybe they both gave birth to a Zechor first. So the second one's a Sofik, therefore, that one you saw is the right to keep. Rabbi Tafin Aymer, in such a case, HaKoyim Borla is a Yofa. The Kohen has the right to choose the better one. You have a Sofik Bechor, he chooses the better one. It's what we had before. The stronger one comes up first. Then Kivuay Meno, Misham Nebenein, and they divided between the two of them. Or else, no, Misham Nebenein before was Kochush, that the Kohen gets the weaker one. We say, I'm going to over Raya. Now, if you are sharing the second one here that the Israel keeps, it's still a Sofik, maybe it has Kushas Bechor on it. Therefore, Yeroy is let it pass through in the field, that's just his toy until it becomes a Balmum. And then he can eat the Balmumai. And the Chayv Matonis, the Tanakam may hold the Chayv Matonis again. Because the monastery of the Kohen has a right to say, Yom me the Matonis. We have Yosi Poit again, we say, Shayna Zachar, Kamisa Zachar. What's going to be Yemei Sechem, one of the two die? The Tafanam Yach Loiku.
Then again, the platform was chayzu. Now he says yachloiku. Not that the kohen gets the better one, but we say yachloiku. Ki b'loyma again. I'm raising my cover. Lo baraya. It's b'shus haYisrael. So the kohen doesn't get anything now. He has the right to say, "You bring me a proof that yours, that mine died." So Yisrael keeps it. What's going to be shtei nekevos v'zocher? Let's say these two rechelim gave birth to two girls and one zocher. So the selfik gives you the bechor altogether. Maybe each one gave birth to a nekeva first. Or shnei zocher m'shtei nekevos. Either gave birth to four, two zocher and two nekevos. Also, the selfik maybe there's no bechor altogether. Same kind of claim klum. The claim doesn't get anything over here. But about the Yisrael has to be machm each one of them. Don't eat them. You have to become a balmum. What's going to be now? You have two rechelim, two goats, two sheep. Echad zichra v'echad levichra. One gave birth already, one did not. The older shneischon gave birth to two zichorim. So again, echad levichra lekayin. One is a bichor, one's not. We have tafan noyim again. Hakayin boros a yofa. The half of the news of tafan says the kayin gets the better one. If kiv roim and amisham the benayim, the kayin gets the weaker one because the Yisrael is the muchzik. The yashen of the second one that the Yisrael keeps is yiroi shistoy. He can't eat it right now because the sof of kedushas bichor. He has to wait till it becomes a bamum, then he can eat it. But the chayv matanis again, the Ramei holds, you have the chiyah to give the matanis. The matanis is the chayv came to the kohen. Rabbi Yossi points to again. Why? Here the Mishnah says clearly the safe, but the Rabbi says clearly, she Rabbi Yossi Yomer, kol shechalipin biyab kohen, put them in a matanis. Anytime there's a chalipin that the kohen has the other one to it, so we say as if he was matna to the Yisrael, the one the Yisrael has, and therefore he's put them in a matanis. Rabbi Meir Mechai, Rabbi Meir doesn't open this for and says, no, the kohen has right to say, Mamonashach, you owe me the matanis. What's going to be Meis Echemim? One of these two die. We have Tafanon Yachloiko. Because the suffix now of which one is which. Samelin is no Muchsik, we had before. Therefore we say Yachloiko. The Kivoyim know the Yisrael is the Muchsik. And therefore Meis Mechloi Elobaraya. That the Yisrael has right to say to Kohen, you bring me a proof that mine died. I have right to say yours died. Therefore the Yisrael keeps it. What's going to be Zochron Nekeva? Let's say again, when one was Bichu, one was not Bichu, and they gave birth to Zochron Nekeva again. So, the Tzad to say that the one that was Loi Bichu gave birth to Nekeva, and therefore ain't come the Kohen Klum, there's no Vadi Bichor, the Kohen gets nothing. Just the Yisrael has to wait till it becomes a Balmum, and then he could eat it. The more said, Tzrich, we need like both Mishnahs, the Mishnah before and this Mishnah here. Did Yashmini Kamais for the first Mishnah by the Rocha Shiol, the Shnei Zechorim, the first Mishnah, the Hikam, Rabbi Kim, that the Kohen gets the Kochish, Kohen gets the weaker one, and Yisrael keeps the bigger one. Why the Trei Mechoda? Because both of them came out from one Rochel, Rashi says, Rochel, Nofag, Mesaf, Gemilsa, and therefore we say, Matzvach, Avail, of Araya. That's why the Shoah keeps the better one. Abu, Rechel, we have two different ones, Shalai Bichrum, the Trei Mechoda, the Chat Mechoda, I'm a model of Rab Tafin, maybe even Rakiva would agree to Rab Tafin, Dach, the Yodo, Chad, Shriach, Tvei, that the one that gave birth to one, that's the better one, or the one gave birth to twins like, both of them are Shvachra, then the one gave birth to one good one. So I would have thought for sure he is the one good one. The one that gave birth to one, that for sure, like is the Bechor, so here now is Seifa, that the better one should go to the Kohen, and I would have thought Rabbi Kiva agrees the Kohen gets the better one. It's Kamash as the Kiddush now, Kamash Mano, the story Rabbi Kiva holds, it's a Safik, and therefore Misafik we say, I'm a Sochavir, I love Araya. And so let's just say the second case, the second Mishnah, the Yashmin Ho, the second case, I would have thought to say, Balkam Rav Kiva, here Rav Kiva says, Titavaya Loi Bichro, both of them did not give birth yet. They both did not give birth yet. Aval, but in the case of Achaz Bichro, one gave birth already. V'yachash Loi Bichro, V'yoldush, Nei Yisrael, they gave birth to Seish Tchorim. Eina Moidla, L'Rab Taf, Nei Yisrael, Yisrael, Rab Taf, and the what? Ta'achta Loi Bichro, the one that did not give birth yet. Is Shavicha Tvei, gives birth to a more stronger and better one. It's Tzricha. That's the Chiddush now, even in this case also. That even though she already gave birth to one, it's still possible to say the second one that gave birth here is stronger than the other one's giving birth to the first one. That the Chiddush in both cases, we talk and say it's a Sufik, talk remains a Sufik. If we, which one is the Bechor? And that's what Kiva saw in both cases. When we have a Sufik, that the Klal is, HaMoitzim Mechaveroi is all of Harai. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next page.